man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, welcome, folks. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota. And beaming this via the good offices of Republic Broadcasting Network to wherever you may be, wherever it may be, ships at sea, and inviting you to call in at 800-313-9443. You can join in the live program today. I'm James Kelso, and our topic is Donald Trump. The name of the show is The Trump Phenomenon here on May 1st, 2020. And let's see, what have we got? Have we got good news for you, bad news? What kind of news have we got here? I was pretty animated, I think, in yesterday's show. I actually wore myself out. And the my concern yesterday was that preeminent, we have Donald Trump, you know, all this talk about, you know, we're going to have a good, the economy will recover in the fourth quarter, or we'll have a good 2021. Well, that none of that matters, folks, if Donald Trump isn't president. So the focus has to be on Donald Trump's reelection, first and foremost. Secondly, keep the Senate and take the House. And that's about all we can focus on. And to me, tell me whether I'm wrong, I believe that Donald Trump's reelection, the number one factor will be whether we have ended the virus hysteria. I'll just give you, I just came back from the market. There was, it's getting worse. There are evidences it's certainly getting worse among some people. The woman next to me, in her car next to me, had a mask on, and she was in her car by herself with a mask on her face. Can you explain that to me? This is an intelligent woman driving a decent car. So she and her husband have good jobs, and, you know, up here, we're in a God's country here in North Dakota. Why would she be doing that? What is going through her mind? Is a cootie going to get in through the, she had her windows closed, so the cootie would have to get in through the ventilation system of the car, maybe come in under the hood, or get in through a crack maybe in the rubber, so an area where the rubber and the windows is dried up a little bit, and a cootie could get in that way, kind of crawl through the rubber, and then get in her nose, if she weren't wearing a mask, get in her nose, and then she might die. I mean, folks, this is hysteria. This is panic. This is crazy. And the I've seen other instances of it. People, the guy in the supermarket line, he got closer than 6 feet to me, and then he backed up and apologized. And this is a guy with a beard, looked like a good old country boy. Has he lost his mind? Nice big beard, looked like a mountain man. What is this? And this is, and we're actually at the tail end of the flu. We're having a flu here. We're at the tail end of it. It's petering out. This, they've achieved their goal of terrifying enough Americans. And I think this is one thing that's happening, is we're being, this is a test. How much are they able to control us? I'll give you another example of how there was a poll that came out today or yesterday, a Harvard-Harris poll covering a wide range of topics. And one of the questions, this is asked of quite a large selection of people, very, you know, serious poll. And the people were asked, do you think that the Russia dossier on Donald Trump is valid information? I'm not reading the exact question, but the question was designed to ascertain, do people, American people, of course, everyone listening to my voice knows what the Russia dossier is, the Christopher Steele, totally fake, paid for by Hillary Clinton, totally discredited, utterly absurd, even on first reading, to anybody, smear piece on Donald Trump. This, here's the scary part. Half of America believes it's true. That's what the Harvard-Harris poll shows. Half of America believes that including the believing that Donald Trump had prostitutes pee on the bed slept in by Barack Obama in Moscow. Now, folks, how can this be? How can half of America? Now, this goes directly to my question. We've got to get Donald Trump elected. But here, after almost 4 years, 3.5 years of outstanding delivery, heroic accomplishment for the American people, how can half of the American people still find this piece of crap to be truthful? And the answer is, here's the scary answer. Part of it is we've been dumbed down and our ability, our mental faculties have deteriorated. But most importantly, the media goes back to Eric Arthur Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. If you control the means of communication, you can control people's thinking. And so the lamestream, lying, puke media has been saying that the dossier is truthful information for 3.5 years. A daily, constant drumbeat. You out there as patriots, you may be blissfully unaware that your people living next door to you and down the street, they are not plugged into good information as you are. They're listening to Rachel Maddow and Chris Wallace and these other pukes, Anderson Cooper, and they're believing what they hear. It's not even a matter of believing it. They're so soaked, they're so drenched in the misinformation, in the disinformation, that they're not even, it's not even a matter of belief or disbelief. They are simply imbued. They are imbued with the falsehoods. They've taken them in by just being soaked in them like a tea bag. So this is the scary stuff. This really goes to, you know, I was very gloomy last night. I was very, you know, concerned that Donald Trump might not get elected. Now, my big concern last night was he's not going to pull the economy out of the nosedive that it's in, because he's not going to get, obviously, it's not his responsibility. He didn't send us into the nosedive. He didn't shut the economy down. He let it happen. He's guilty of that. He's not the purveyor of the BS that, you know, I'm just going to kind of indulge myself here and call him President Fauci. I know that's kind of nasty to say that, President Anthony Fauci. But at this moment, Anthony Fauci could be regarded as the president of the United States. I think that would be fair to say. which would mean that Donald Trump is not. That position has been usurped by Anthony Fauci and his sidekick, Debbie Birx, and the rest of the medical mafia establishment. And folks, you don't think this is real. Kelso's not a doctor, so you're going, Kelso's just talking. He's talking above his weight here. No. Doctors say the same thing. Doctors who listen to this show call me and say the same thing. There is a medical mafia. There is a political correctness in the medical establishment, which doctors are not. You want to practice medicine? You better go along. So, again, my urging today, the same. If anybody who's in any way knows somebody who knows somebody who knows Donald Trump, get the message to Donald Trump. You must defy these governors, defy these mayors. You must get Americans back on their jobs, the jobs, many of which you got for them, about 7 million of which you got for them. Get them back on those jobs. This insanity of people in a supermarket. I mean, I'm in North Dakota, folks. This is not downtown Los Angeles. This is rural America. Somebody in their SUV in the parking lot with a mask on is nuts. And it's getting worse. Each time I go into the market, there are more plastic barriers. There are signs saying they requested that I wear a mask to go in the store. I said, the hell with that. I'm here to shop for food. And it's psychological terrorism. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. Now, there will be 3 or 4 million more people probably next week, the middle of next week, who will be reported as having filed for unemployment. And then 3 or 4 million the week after that. And now you're taking a number that's already above 30 million, and you're now shooting for 40 million. 30 million is 12% of America's workforce, 1 out of 8 people having lost their jobs because of a BS coronavirus, BS. I'll just be more polite tonight. I'll just say BS. Everything about it. Anthony Fauci is made of BS. He is a pile of BS. I've talked to people. I talked to somebody today who studied under Anthony Fauci, who is an immunologist. And she confirmed he is a pile of BS. He's a little Napoleon, a little Hitler. But we need somebody within the medical community to step up. Somebody, come on, somebody with some credentials, somebody that's famous. Get on TV, get on national TV, get on Hannity's show or Carlson's show and start pounding. Fight back. And I think that they've intimidated Donald Trump. I think Fauci and Birx and the rest of them have hosed. That's the verb I used at the first time day I talked about the subject. They hosed Donald Trump. They've hosed you and me. Now, let's look at this. The epidemic. What epidemic? What epidemic? All right, let's look at this. New cases. I'm looking at a nation here. I'm looking at the nation of, which nation am I looking at right here? I'm looking at Australia. Total deaths, 93. Now remember, they're padding these numbers. So there aren't 93 people that died of coronavirus in Australia. Probably a third of those people actually could be considered to have died of that particular virus. But let's go with their number, 93. That's an epidemic? 93 people in Australia? How big is Australia? I forget, 25 million people? Okay, now how about the stage, these 93 people that died, they died a while ago. There's nobody dying now. Do you know how many new cases? Let's look at the graph of new cases. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Let me go back. Sorry. And I hit the wrong button again. The graph of new cases. I can just tell you from memory here while I'm waiting for it to load. New cases in Australia are down to like 5 a day. That's an epidemic? 5 cases a day? Let's go down here. I'll go down to Australia. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Here's Australia. What happened to it? Where did it go? Oh, I see. It's going to be up here. Okay, let's find Australia. I'm going to go through a few of these nations, and you tell me what's wrong with this picture. None of this makes any sense. It's all nuts, like the lady with the mask on in her car in the parking lot in North Dakota, in the middle of the plains, the windswept plains. Fresh air. There's nothing in the air. You don't need to put a mask on, ma'am. Please, tear the mask off. I'm looking for Australia again. Okay, well, let's start with other nations. Okay. The point I'm making is that the curve is going down, down, down. Even their own reporting. Spain. Let's go to Spain. Okay. All right. New cases. All right. At the height, they were reporting in Spain, they were reporting 9,500 new cases a day. Yesterday, they reported 400 new cases. It's becoming almost nominal. There's nothing. Italy, way down. France, okay, let's look at France. Let's look at their graph of new cases. This epidemic is over, folks. At the height, France was reporting 20,000 new cases a day. And that was kind of a fluke, actually. So let's go to a more, that looked like a fluke day. 12,000 new cases a day. France yesterday was reporting how many new cases a day? 70, we get closer to it here. 700, not 10,000. And even fewer the day before. And we can go down through the nations. Just go down the list of nations. This is over. There's no need to be in the parking lot with a mask on. Let's look at a nation like, let's look at Switzerland. I'm just picking nations here. Okay, and their graph, looking at their graph, at the peak of their virus, which is just a normal virus, it's just a flu, which has a fatality rate in children of 0 in 100,000. That's the fatality rate among children, 0 in 100,000. And by children, I'm including everybody up to 18. Switzerland was having 1,000 new cases a day for the short period of the most intense period of the virus, which is about 2 weeks long. They're currently reporting 100 new cases a day. Okay, and remember, there's all kinds of BS going on through all of this. BS in every kind of number. BS in the reporting of deaths, in the reporting of new cases, BS in coding. And what we have is a medical establishment that's led by Dr. Adolf Fauci, and they want to rule you. So I call him President Adolf Fauci now. Until he is pushed off the throne by Donald Trump, I'll call him President Fauci, and I'll call Donald Trump Vice President Trump. That's pretty nasty, but that's the facts, folks. Donald Trump's not running the country right now. This lockdown is tantamount to a coup d'etat. And if it continues, we will have economic wreckage that is so severe the president will not win on November 3rd. We will lose the House and the Senate. And we will be back where we were when Barack Obama had a supermajority. Do you remember those halcyon days when Barack Obama had a supermajority in the Senate, which means he could overrule any Republican filibuster? He must have had, I think, supermajority. Doesn't mean he had two-thirds, or was it 60 or two-thirds of the Senate? Unbelievable, but that's how bad it was. And I believe Obama's first term. And he controlled the House as well. That's how far down the toilet we were. And some of the key factors that influence whether we are going to survive as a people have worsened considerably since 2008. 12 years later, how many really non-Americans, how many aliens have invaded our country in 12 years? What would you say the invasion rate is? Would you say 1 million a year? That's pretty naive. Try 4 million a year. Let's say 4 million a year get into the country. In 12 years, that's 48 million people who may have gotten into our country. If the number is only 2 million a year, that's 24 million people who've gotten into our country. And they're reproducing in 12 years. How many babies could they crank out in 12 years? So demography is destiny. Our demography, I mean, how many Swedes are coming into the country every year? How many Swiss? How many Irish? Well, none. None. They're all coming from the third world. They're all truly aliens in every sense of the word. They're aliens to our civilization. They don't share our civilization. Many of them hate our civilization, and which means they hate you so deeply. So we're 8 years worse off than we were when Barack Obama actually had complete control of the entire government, and he had the backing of the deep state and the deep state corrupt media. He had all those institutions. That's why it's such a miracle that on November 8, 2016, Donald Trump won the presidency. But notice that thanks to the work of Paul Ryan, 2 years later, we lost the House. Thanks, Paul Ryan, who's now on the board of directors of Fox News. Oh, interesting. Rhino, Paul Rhino, he should be called. So we're just a hair's breadth away, folks, from the world of Paul Rhino and Mittens Romney. John McCain did us all a favor and passed to the other side. We'd have to deal with him in the Senate. So I'm just saying, Mr. President, please seize the reins. Push Anthony Fauci out of the driver's seat. Grab the wheel. End the lockdown, which is based entirely on bad science. You're not getting good science from Debbie Birx. You're not getting good science from Anthony Fauci. Stop believing that BS, Mr. President. We're doing fine out here. Those of us who aren't wearing masks, who are just going about our life as usual, who aren't staying away from people or avoiding, we're living our lives normally, and we're not getting sick. We're fine. We're just fine. This is hysteria. What they're doing, how they managed to kill so many people in New York, I don't know. Somebody will figure that out later. Uh, focused around New York City. Somehow they managed. Did you realize this, folks? Half of the fatalities in the United States have been in the New York metropolitan area. Half of them. And furthermore, the whole, I read you the numbers last night. Mr. President, didn't anybody tell you this? The Asian flu cost more lives. The Hong Kong flu cost more lives. This is when our country only had 200 million and fewer people earlier. The equivalent today of 150,000 lives. Three times more costly in lives. We never did anything for the Hong Kong flu or the Asian flu. Now we get another Asian flu, this time the Wuhan flu. And now, Panicsville. Hysteria. Ladies in the parking lot with masks on. Grown men. This guy that was apologized for getting closer than 6 feet to me. He was a foot taller than me. Big, powerful, lumberjack kind of guy. It's disgusting to see an actual man apologize to another man because he got closer than 6 feet. I mean, have we turned into that kind of a wimp? Have we lost our manhood? Don't answer that question. I don't want to know the answer. Let me check my screen here. We might have a caller. I see a... check my headphones. Oh, they're not plugged in. Oh, my headphones aren't plugged in. No wonder it's so quiet. Ah, there we go. Hey, engineer. How you doing? Okay, I messed up a break here. Engineer, straighten me out. Do we have a caller, or what do you want me to do? Get the engineer to straighten me out. We've got Sheldon in Spokane. And I'm not sure where we stand right here. Let me send a message. Okay. All right, can we go to Sheldon and then carry him over? All right, let's go to Sheldon in Spokane. Sheldon, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm calling to reinforce what you just said about things getting worse, not better. Exactly a month ago, on the 1st, I went from here over to Hayden in Idaho, North Idaho, which is kind of probably like you are, and the other broadcaster there in Montana, and it was just like normal, just another day. And I go, right. Well, at least somebody's got their shorts on straight. So today I went over, I guess like an idiot, expecting the same results. And North 40, which I don't know if you've got those there or not, it's a farm and garden store. They had two rows of 100 feet in two directions waiting to get in one door. So I said, nuts on that. And I'm not about to go to Walmart where they got one-way aisles, just like in New York or something. So from there, I went to Home Depot. I said, well, I'll get all the urban people here, suburbs. I go there. They only had one lane on one door only. It measured 150 feet. So I didn't get a lot of shopping done today. I'm not going to toe the company line, but I'm just calling in to let you know it's not getting better. And the nice thing about wearing a mask, well, for all the listeners out there, people who are wearing a mask are those who are uninformed. They're also the people that when times get rough, you aren't going to be able to trust these people. So thanks for your show, man. I got to go.
Well, hey, Sheldon, can you hang on for a second? Oh, Sheldon had to go. Well, so he was confirming, folks, what I'm saying. You could hear it in what he said. They're trying to see whether they've succeeded in training us to be sheep. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
We're back, folks. And got another caller waiting. Tom in Utah is calling from New York. What are you doing in New York, Tom? Tom, are you there?
I lived in New York, and I'm here in Utah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you lived in New York. The
But my daughter's in New York right now, and I was going to share what she had reported.
Yeah.
She had to go into Manhattan. Let me get out of this noisy place. She had to go into Manhattan this weekend, and she was in shock. What she saw was moving vans, pickup trucks, and sidewalks full of furniture.
People getting out.
She's down in the East Village or in Greenwich Village. That's what she said is... people are evacuating.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I figured it out. The landlords there are either evicting people or they're just running away.
But they're running away.
De Blasio, yeah. De Blasio, no, Comey, and Bloomberg.
You know, among those people among those people who have left is Donald Trump himself. Donald Trump officially announced, take me off the voter rolls in New York. Take me off the tax rolls and put me, I'm now a resident of Florida. So he's moved to his home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. And he mentioned the taxes in New York are oppressive. The government is oppressive. And the New York's going to hell in a handcart led by New York City.
What's kind of interesting is de Blasio, Bloomberg, Cuomo, right? That's right. Got it right.
Yes.
They have been bleeding the medical facilities, shutting them down in the last year or two. And what do? They have, as hypocrites, they blame other medical challenges on Trump.
Well, now this somebody is going to write a book. Some great patriot and scholar is going to write a book telling the truth. Actually, just a good scientist who's going to explain how they managed to kill so many thousands of people in New York City and an entire nation like Australia, which is much closer to China, has only what was the total we had for deaths in all of Australia? It was like 90 people for the whole nation of Australia. This has got to be explained. Something really crappy has gone on in New York City and vicinity and the environs. Like the New Jersey numbers are just a reflection of New York City, because if you live in Newark or Bergen or so on, you go across the George Washington Bridge to a job in New York City. You go back and forth. It's one big urban area. Yeah. So I think 10 million people live in New York City, and then a whole bunch more in New Jersey. So the somebody's going to explain this. Something really crappy has gone on in this Democrat-run city. We await the explanation of that. But you've probably seen what Sheldon there in Spokane has seen, which is that we've got to get our people have got to wake up. These protests that are occurring across the country are so encouraging. I love those patriots who showed up inside the Capitol in Michigan, in Lansing. They went in the Capitol building. Now, a lot of people don't know this. You know, folks, do you realize, we're losing sight of this? They're testing us to see whether we've lost sight of our patriot roots. The Capitol building in every state belongs to who? To you. And that's why you can hold a rally on the steps of the Capitol and nobody can say boo about it. If you ask, you might be asked to get a permit, which is automatic. But if you say we're going to have a permit against Governor Whitmer, on Friday, you'll get that permit. And if you don't get the permit, you can still hold the rally. The steps of the Capitol, the steps of City Hall, the steps of any government building belong to you. Don't forget that. And your Second Amendment right in many, many places applies. It is not abridged. By the laws in places like Michigan. So people at that rally in Lansing inside the Capitol were armed. That was a beautiful thing to see. And it was a beautiful, wonderfully behaved crowd. But what did Governor Whitmer do, this Hitlerian? What did she do? Hours after that rally, just before midnight, she extended the shutdown in her state by another month. And so I'm just, this is a beautiful thing.
Do you think that will hold?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you think that will hold? Do you think the people are going to allow that?
Here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping people, Tucker Carlson said on his show tonight? He's talking to a guest who's, just a citizen out there who talked about he just paid his business taxes on his business, which is shut down. And he wondered why they were still charging business taxes if they've prohibited him from opening his business. And then Tucker Carlson said something that you don't hear too often on national TV. He said, I'm shocked at how many Americans actually now are paying their taxes to a government that has done to them what it has done. That's tough talk. I really appreciated that. He's saying to Americans, why are you paying your taxes to a government that is doing to you what it's doing right now? I like that. That's the spirit of civil resistance, civil disobedience. That's the spirit of saying, hell no, I won't go. Hell no, over my dead body. You're not going to do this to my nation, to my town, to my neighborhood. You pukes, you political pukes. you worthless pieces of garbage, which is what our government is. These are worthless, poor excuses for men and women that we have in our government, cities, state, federal, with very few exceptions. These are corrupt. They're criminals. They're worthless pieces of garbage. We don't have great people in our government anymore. That's why Donald Trump sticks out like a sore thumb. He doesn't belong in there. You know, what he's just uncovered. Well, but now let me go to this. Now let me, you know, sadly, here's the president. I'm looking at his account, and he retweets a post from the Centers for Disease Control, which tells you to wear your mask, wash your hands, keep your distance, use your hand sanitizer. Come on, Mr. President. Please, please. You got to do better than that. Then his next tweet.
The sad thing in all this, this is all based upon fictitious science. And I'm talking about all the way down to the idea that you can spread this virus through atomization or through the air. That's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
Well, the particularly bad science, but even more simply, the really, really bad science is the idea that this flu is somehow incredibly, incredibly more deadly than the flu that all of us have grown up with every year for all of our lives. Viruses are a part of life. They're a part of nature. Viruses are all over the place. And we have immune systems that handle viruses quite nicely. And those of us that can't handle a virus are, in fact, people who are incredibly weak with compromised immune systems, who are, you know, many of those old people who died supposedly of the coronavirus, folks, they had weeks to live. These are people who already had
the drain already.
They were circling the drain. You've been hosed, people. You've been made to think that some horrible thing has rolled over your world and that you need to be in the parking lot. You're a healthy young woman sitting in your SUV and you have to wear a mask in your own car by yourself. My God, that woman has been brainwashed. That woman and millions more like her has been turned into an obedient slave of the state, a person whose mind can be manipulated by the state. That's the end goal. That's the goal of these totalitarians. Once they can control your mind, once they can get you to be afraid of the boogeyman, and they have control of the boogeyman, they've got you. And so that's why, guys, we have to be men. And ladies, you do likewise. But men, we have to be men. And we have to say, damn it, I'm going to give up my freedom because you've got a sniffle, because you've got a cold, that you've got an illness that has a fatality rate among the people we care about most, which is our young, that has a fatality rate of 0 per 100,000. I'm going to give up my freedom for that. You're going to scare me with that, you puke, you little punk Anthony Fauci, you little Hitlerian. Get the hell out of my government. Get off my TV screen. President Trump, get him out of the White House. Do not allow this clown into the Rose Garden. Now, here's another. Go ahead.
We have our anomaly over here in the four corners of Utah, Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico. It's the Utes and Navajos, Zunis, and the Hopis. And there's a wave of infections, as they claim, going through and actually taking the lives of many Navajos. But they have no real contact with the foreigner. Or how do you infect them?
Well, but now, hang on. But Tom, hang on just for a second. Remember where you're getting that information, okay? Not firsthand. You're getting it from people who What's
they
firsthand?
They have all been vaccinated at the beginning of this season. Last November, Native Americans and the reservations were given the vaccine, flu vaccines, for this last year. I mean, this last November.
And they're now having an outbreak of flu?
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, now, folks, this isn't, Tom is on to something here. which is that they're strong.
I worked on the Hantavirus Project and that. I know these Native Americans and I live among them.
Okay, all right. So I retract my earlier statement. And so we are getting firsthand information here. But folks, these monsters who work in the vaccine industry, like Anthony Fauci, these nasty, nasty people, they will not tell the truth about vaccines. One of the vaccines that Anthony Fauci worked on was a vaccine for, I think, SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome. And they had to withdraw that vaccine because it was killing so many people. The vaccine was killing people. And this is a common phenomenon in the vaccine business that you don't hear about. And think about this, folks. Our ancestors lived without vaccines for thousands and thousands of years, and they did just fine. Now, you're supposed to believe there's no scientific test or evidence or study. What happens to people who get two or three vaccinations every year for 50 years? When you've got 150 vaccines roaming around in your system, what is the cumulative effect? What is the interaction between one of these incredibly weird injections and another of them? Nobody ever tests that. There's no testing on that whatsoever. You know how we find out? You know what the test is? You're in it right now. You're the guinea pig. You're spinning the wheel in the guinea pig cage right now. They're going to find out, like they're finding out on that Navajo reservation, how effective those vaccines are right now. They get to die.
Not only that, James. James, not only that, there's another pathway. They're receiving government-supplied food. So they have two pathways to be infected.
Okay, that's interesting, too.
Deliberately.
Yeah. Well, hey, Tom, always interesting to hear from you. Thank you very much. Let's hear. We got another caller, if we may. Dr. Cootie is calling from Northern California.
Oh, I'm so glad they finally got it right this time. Hey, Kelso, awesome callers. Your show attracts the brilliant people that listen to RBN, and I really appreciate your work. I just wanted to say I saw a dude surfing in Crystal Bay last night on my way home from Carson City, but I saw a bunch of people that were afraid of the cooties lined up outside of Home Depot like we're in some communist collapsed country. And then I saw a bunch of people lined up outside of Trader Joe's. Fortunately, no line outside of Rayleigh's in Incline Village, Nevada. I just wanted to support them because they're reaching out to and helping the seniors. I'm just heartbroken to hear about what's going on with our Native Americans, and I stand behind them and got to work with the White Earth Band up there near you, and I appreciate the brothers and sisters in the Crow Nation. And I just, you know, I think about the smallpox thing with the blankets and yada yada, and nobody should be taking a blood poisoner. There's a great book called Vaccination is Not Immunization by Dr. Tim O'Shea, a chiropractor as well. And the greater good, you know, the NVIC worked with Christine Maggiore, and they're referenced in her book about what if everything you thought you knew about AIDS was wrong. And Fauci had predicted that 1 million people would be dead in 1986 by 1996. And guess what? Fauci, dead wrong. Would anybody ever put anything in or near their body that that man had anything to do with? And thank you again for kicking butt, Kelso.
Well, thank
Come
you,
out,
Dr.
go surfing. Kitty. Dudes are kite surfing today, and it's just freaking glorious. Okay, bye.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cootie. And, of course, all the regular listeners to the show know who Dr. Cootie is. It rhymes with Kelly. Let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, what's on your mind?
I got enough of that to think about today. What I wanted to do was try to say that this person I know has been watching television, and she said, did you know Trump is cutting out Social Security? I said, no. I said, what he's doing is he's trying to tell these people coming here just for the freebies, they're not going to get them anymore. And
right.
I'll tell you a freebie, huh?
Yeah, right.
The immigrants who come here just to get freebies, they don't come here to work or do anything or be start a business or anything. They want what they get from the government. They train them down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The most refugees.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you an example. I'll give you an example.
Well, hang on. They'll hang on. Save your example, Pat. Right after this break, we'll take it. Stay tuned.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
when I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks.
Can be a fool.
Oh, we got Pat, finish up your, you had an example for us.
And put 10,000 Somalians over there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it was no time at all. It was hundreds of thousands. And that's how Ilhan Omar got in. Well, Nancy Pelosi went over there with her to Somalia. And the reason was so she could give them millions of dollars, or is it billions? You know, it doesn't matter to Nancy Pelosi, to help Somalia come out of their bad economy. Well, what did they do with the billions that the pirates stole by kidnapping people? Remember, all the governments had to move ships.
Yeah, you don't have to remember. It's still going on. And by the way, that 10,000 that started out in Minneapolis, folks, which used to be the whitest large city in America, very recently.
No, they call it Little Mogadishu now.
The second largest Somalian city in the world after Mogadishu is Minneapolis. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? It went way over 100,000. Nobody knows how many Somalians are in Minneapolis right now. And they did. They elected Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from the city of Minneapolis, which was once the whitest large city in America. And it is now turning into a Somalian city. That's amazing. It was full of mosques.
They become a lobbyist for their country with our money. And we have people sleeping in cars.
Oh, it's worse. I wish that were as bad as it is. It's worse than that. They're not coming here to lobby for Somalia. They're coming here to take over this country.
Yeah, that's what
they're not
said.
Going back to Somalia. They've given up on Somalia. No, they want this country. And of course, the Somalians by themselves are not going to be numerous enough to take over the country. But when you get a situation where, and we're already there, folks, half of the population of the nation of Honduras is in the U.S. Half the population of the nation of El Salvador is in the U.S. When half the population of Somalia gets to be in the U.S., all of these utterly alien populations together, they are going to mean the end of your country, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. If this invasion is not stopped, you will lose your descendants. You know, you, me, you, Pat, you're probably much younger than I am. But,
according to her.
Yeah, but our descendants, this is the shame, folks. And this hurts more. It hurts more than knowing that you yourself will be living
I'm not hung up on the color of your skin. This is a Christian nation, okay? But she says that she came over here to help us become Muslim. And that's exactly what's going on right here in Tarrant County. The Muslims tried to take over.
Okay, well, I am hung up on the color. Pat, I am hung up on the color of
well, my I know that, but...
Yeah,
you know,
and we'll talk about that.
I know
tomorrow.
Why. I know. I understand.
We'll talk
I mean,
about
it's
that
kind of strange.
More tomorrow because it really matters.
I had some friends, both of them Hispanic.
We'll talk about it more tomorrow.
We'll
meet up again in the clubhouse tomorrow night. See you all then.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.